from Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. U.S. leaders react to Nice. World leaders are reacting to Thursday night's attack in Nice. Germany's Angela Merkel said that today we are in solidarity. The people in Germany and everybody here are in solidarity with our friends in France. Boris Johnson, Britain's new foreign secretary.
This is a terrorist incident, as it appears to be. This represents a continuing threat to us in the whole of Europe, and we must meet it together.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry was in Russia preparing to discuss the situation in Syria.
And I think people all over the world are looking to us and waiting for us to find a faster and more tangible way of them feeling that everything that is possible is being done.
A driver killed 84 people and injured more than 100 others when he steered his speeding truck into a crowd in Nice on Thursday night at a celebration of Bastille Day. France's president said some 50 people were critically injured, many of them children. The attacker has been identified by French police as 31-year-old Mohamed Lahouyej Boulel, a French-Tunisian who lived in Nice. Reports say security services did not suspect him of links to terrorist or extremist groups. No group has claimed responsibility, although the attack was celebrated online by Islamic State supporters. Through a translator, French President François Hollande says the attack has all the elements of a terrorist attack.
This attack of an undeniable terrorist nature is once again one of absolute violence, and it is clear that we must do everything we can to fight against the scourge of terrorism.
This is VOA News. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump has announced that Indiana Governor Mike Pence is his pick for vice president, ending weeks of speculation. Mr. Trump announced the choice in a Twitter message early Friday, adding he will hold a news conference Saturday to unveil the pick. Mr. Pence is widely seen as a strategically sound pick for Mr. Trump. The conservative governor hails from a Midwestern swing state, which could lean Republican or Democrat in the general election. Governor Pence is also popular with social conservatives, a key voter bloc for Trump. A former head of Afghanistan's intelligence agency has leaked documents that he claims show Pakistan's link to groups that carry out attacks inside of Afghanistan. VOA cannot independently verify the authenticity of the documents, but one of them is a letter allegedly sent from the headquarters of Pakistan's intelligence agency ordering payments to the militants or their families involved in an attack on Kabul's airport. President Ghani's administration has not commented on these allegations, and Pakistani officials refused to respond when contacted. The South Korean Defense Ministry decision this week to deploy the U.S. Terminal High Altitude Area Defense, or THAAD, in the southeastern county of Songju has sparked public fear that the system could endanger the health and safety of people living nearby, especially from exposure to radiation from the system's powerful radar emissions. Protesters pelted South Korean Prime Minister Hwang Kyo-yan with eggs and water bottles Friday as he tried to allay the concerns of citizens living near the site where the THAAD system will be deployed. Customers in India's southern state of Kerala will have to dig deeper into their pockets each time they want to order a burger, pizza, or other fast food. In an effort to combat rising levels of obesity, the state government is imposing a 14.5% fat tax on fast food sold by branded restaurants such as McDonald's and Pizza Hut. Now, Kerala's finance minister, Thomas Isaac, says he took the cue from a handful of countries that experimented with similar taxes. Health experts agree that raising awareness is critical, but Dr. Anoop Misra feels the education alone is not doing the trick.
And as I see every day, people, even if they're informed, they are well aware of the things, what is good and what is bad for eating, they will most of the time veer towards bad eating.
Critics question if it will actually deter people from eating junk food, and skeptics suspect it is probably meant to garner more revenue, but doctors and nutritionists agree that the country needs to address its expanding waistlines. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. Joe Palca, reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.